No need to look any farther, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation. So don't change your channel, you chose the right station. You're now tuning in with Mr. Cowboy Nation for all your latest sport reports across the nation. No need to look any farther, you chose the right station.
Fighting!
Mr. Cowboy
the
Nation!
Blue Corner!
You chose the right station!
Foot, Mr. Cowboy
Nation!
Tall.
Mr. Cowboy Nation!
Weighing in at a slim, trim, 195 pounds! Hell! From Memphis, Tennessee! He is the reigning, defending, heavyweight champion of the world! Stand to your feet and acknowledge him, the Black Nature Boy, Mr. Cowboy Nation.
Guess what? One more time for the people in the back of this thing.
Nation.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Let me wrap this little business up right here. Yeah, my boy Joe. What's up, Joe? What it do? What it do, man? What it do? I'm trying to get you some company in that comment session, Joe. How y'all doing this evening? Welcome to Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. I'm your host, Mr. Cowboy Nation. Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation is brought to you by Snap Pick Productions. We have a YouTube channel, Mr. Cowboy Nation. All the episodes are uploaded to there. Facebook page solely dedicated to the show, Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Show is there as well. Or you can just come here to my page, Jerome, Mr. Cowboy Nation. You can like and subscribe any one of those pages to stay in tune with the show. Can you dig? Appreciate it. It's good to be back, Joe. It's good to be back. And the timing was just impeccable, wasn't it, Joe? Look at God, right? Wasn't the timing just impeccable? Just in time to troll the Steelers. Let's get it, right? All right, so. We are accepting Cash App donations if you want to support the show financially. Producer will drop the Cash App tag down there. If y'all have a problem seeing that Cash App tag, let me know too. I ask them to make it bigger. Yeah, I do that. But we not asking for any specific amount, right? Whatever you want to send, cool, right? So your financial support is needed and welcome. Can you dig it? We are available wherever you get your podcast. My personal favorite being Spotify. Joe still is in the Niners. Yeah, I'm Petty. I don't think the Niners came over to Petty House, Joe, but I got him though. I got him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna take that shot, Joe. So you know I'm gonna shoot this shot, right? So my personal favorite being Spotify. And the reason why, because when you search it on Spotify, you search Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Now that with Mr. Cowboy Nation is very important. Because there are a lot of Let's Talk Footballs, but there's only one Let's Talk Football with Mr. Cowboy Nation. Can you dig? Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's get into it. Get the people that can't see this evening. Come on. Let's do it. Yeah. Petty. Pendergrass. It's in the field. Let's go, man. Petty, we know who eventually gonna end up over here, but we gotta make a couple stops so we get to the main destination. Can you dig? So Robert Sala, come on down here and see me. Robert Sala is the latest Aaron Rodgers victim. Check this out right here. So the New York Jets lose to the Minnesota Vikings 23-17, which is 6 points, right? So for those of you at home that's following this story, a touchdown wins you the game. So one possession game, right? Lose to the Minnesota Vikings 23-17. If I'm wrong, y'all correct me in the comment section. In the game in which the quarterback throws three picks, one being a pick six, which is literally the difference in the game. So three picks, one pick six, and you only lose by 6 points. But the defensive guy gets fired. Oh, like the defensive guy gets fired. But didn't make sense to me. You know, it's clear who the problem is. It's clear what the problem of this team is, right? It's clear what the problem of this team is, right? And me and a lot of other people called it. This is a stick of dynamite waiting to explode. Right? And it's about to blow. It's about to blow. It's about to blow. Because I ain't no way in the hell you going to tell me that Robert Saleh the problem when we lost a game that we turned the ball over three times, one directly resulting in the points by only six. Saleh is the reason this wasn't 40 to 15. Hey, are you serious? Like, you going to tell me he the problem? Yeah, that's but they got Aaron Rodgers wrote all over it. Well, E. Kush, what'd he do? He said, poor ownership. It wasn't Saleh's fault. He deserved more time. Man. Saleh was doomed when they brought Rodgers. Okay, so with this happening, Aaron Rodgers has officially gotten every head coach. He's gotten a head coach fired at every team, every franchise he's been. It's two different franchises, same outcome. Things not going right. Somehow the head coach gets thrown under the bus and gets fired. But in this instance, Saleh clearly wasn't the problem because the defense was solid. And that's his thing, the defense, right? So, and Sean Payton told y'all the thing, Hackett was a bum. He told y'all that. He told y'all that, but y'all was Sean Payton too harsh, right? But Sean Payton tried to tell y'all that the thing Hackett was a bum, right? And Aaron Rodgers came to his defense and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Yeah, Sean Payton was right, you know, and Aaron Rodgers is the problem in New York, but, you know, I want to see who else get fired. I want to see who else get fired, because if that finger going to get the point, then is everybody fault with his? Got my play cousin K-Boogie in the building. What'd he do? Woody Johnson like Jerry? Nah, Jerry ain't that bad now. Jerry got some sense. Now, I know look, K-Boogie. Our standards for Jerry are higher than, you know, we expect three Super Bowls out of 4 years from Jerry. Like, this dude traded for a player. And for those of you who not sure, who's unfamiliar with how the trade process works. So, Hassan Reddick wanted out of Philly because he didn't have a contract. Right? So, when you trade for a guy, especially in that situation, it's common practice that you reach out to the agent and say, hey, how much money is this guy looking for? So we know if we want to trade for him, right? So that's typically how that goes. Yeah, we can pay that now. We can't pay that, you know. But this is supposed to be worked out before you even made the trade. So you trade for a guy who wants a contract and gets him over there, and you don't want to give him a contract either. So you basically took Philly problem off their hands, and now it's your problem. Just stupid. Like, it's stupid. Like, Jerry not doing that, K-Boogie. Like, Jerry not doing that. Right? So, it could be, I don't know. It's moronic what's going on. Like, that front office is, I don't get it, dude. And Rodgers finna bring it all crashing down. Yep. So, Robert Saleh. Oh, and then check this out. Yeah, this is what I learned this day. So, Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired. He's making $20,000 a day for the next 2 years, I think. Is that 2 years, y'all? He finna make like $14 million sitting at home. Wow. Just wow, bro. Like, he finna make $14 or $15 million a year sitting at home because they got to pay out the rest of his contract. So, I guess the joke's on me, huh? He won. Come on down, Robert Saleh. Let me hold something, too. You got it. Well, boy, you could say Robert would have held on to Saleh for 15 years. At least 10, right? So, Alabama Crimson Tide. I really wanted to give y'all a pass, bro. I did. I really like y'all. I like Miro. I love Ryan Williams. But when I took this show, I said, I'm going to be objective. Alabama, come on, see me. Come on, see me. Who the hell is Vanderbilt's quarterback? Because Alabama, y'all just got him drafted. Whoever that kid is, he's going pro. Y'all made that kid look like a Heisman candidate. Like, y'all couldn't stop nothing that was going on. I'm like, what the hell is Nick Saban with Nepal? You can say what you want. Nick Saban wouldn't have lost that game right there, right? So, yeah, I'm talking about the Georgia game was just, oh, my God, right? I'm sorry. I got to figure out this kid's name. I'm sorry, y'all. Give me fair. I'm talking because he looked extraordinary against Roll Tide, right? So I'm like, nah, man, who is this? If y'all, I know K-Bug. I really wanted to give him a pass. I really wanted to get him a pass, man. But I just couldn't do it. I said, that ain't right. You can't get him a pass. That ain't going to be right if you get him a pass. Because normally, I try to keep it. All right, so this kid's name is Diego Pavia. That's his name. Hold on, I got his numbers. Let me pull his numbers up. So he passed for 252 yards, 2 tubs, no picks, and ran for another 56. Woo-wee! So he was accountable. He was, 300 yards total offense, just him, line of scrimmage. He put up 300 yards. I don't know how. Did he have rushing touchdowns? Let me see. See if he had a rushing touchdown. Nah, he had a rushing touchdown. But he had, 2 total touchdowns, 300 total yards. He had himself a night. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Not the Vanderbilt, Not the Vanderbilt, dude. Like, we thought Christ was going to come back before Vanderbilt was good again. Like, we was like, Vanderbilt's never going to be good again. Hey, but Vanderbilt been solid this year. I can't front. But, Bama, y'all got to come see me. Come see me, Bama. All right. Hey, y'all know how I be getting. When it be certain people come back, I get that warm feeling right. George Pickens, come on, Dad, and bring the rest of your team, bring Stillin, they bring everybody, bring all the bumblebees down here to see me. So George Pickens got eye black on, right? Yeah, you're not getting away from me, buddy. I like to speak facts. Let me get the facts lined up. So George Pickens, right? George Pickens. He got on eye black. If those of you who was, don't know, the eye black red always effing, use imagination to see, figure out what effing means. And open, always effing open. Like literally smack across his front of his face. Always effing open. That's what he said. That's what the man said. He always effing open. I'm finna give y'all his numbers. Total, I'm gonna give him rushing yards. Did he get any rushing yards? I don't see no rushing yards. All right, so always effing open. Yeah, got, come on, now quit playing with me. All right, I don't see no rushing yards. Okay, he way down here. He at the bottom of the receiving list. All right, so on your own team. All right, so 3 catches and 26 yards. Yep, always open. So you always open. You got 3 catches for 20 yards, 26 yards. Not even 30 yards receiving. So what's your definition of open? Got like 3 catches for 26 yards. I ain't getting open from that. Sound like you were locked up to me, man. Well, K Boogie said, and the defense made some bonehead plays. They really did. I remember CeeDee Lamb caught a 99-yard TD pass from Dak last year. Yeah, we're going to get into that Detroit game. King George might be a Cowboy one day. Hold on, man. Hell no. Nah. Who is King Joe? I know you ain't talking about Piggy. Cut it out. Boogie, cut it out. Did you see the Boogie? Go look at the sideline video. Go look at the sideline video from the game. They didn't call his name, but I'm pretty sure it was him. They were calling somebody a bum, and it was the DBs. So 2 + 2 = 4. You know what I'm saying? They were calling somebody a bum. They're like, this boy a bum. They're looking at the tablet. This boy a bum. If you notice, K-Boogie, Diggs was on Pickens. And by the end of the night, J. Lou was on him. So some they had to have a conversation at some point. Diggs was like, dude, y'all got this. Like, y'all can let me move. Y'all don't need me for him. Like, that conversation had to happen at some point, right? So, I don't know, man. I don't know. Because I said, man, they got J. Lou on them now. They took Diggs off of them. So, at some point, somebody had to go over and say, yeah, that dude trash, bro. Like, I don't need to be on him. Y'all got that. You know, let me go do something else. But you always over. But yeah, come on, see me, sir. And you finna get cut. And you finna get cut because you keep acting the fool with them good people over there in Pittsburgh. He may just want out, though. All right, so let me take a break into action. We're going to get a word from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Introducing SnapX Podcast Network. Give your voice a platform through podcasting. If you're thinking about starting a podcast or already have one, let us help you. Contact us when you're ready at www.snapxpodcast.com. That's www.snapxpodcast.com. The SnapX Podcast Network.
All right. All right, question of the day. I'm tripping off y'all. K-Book, you tripping, man. Man, hey, that dog take that fight at you, man. He was like, why I'm running these routes and he ain't even throwing me the ball. Yeah, them dogs, man. And you know J. Lou, ain't no telling what J. Lou was saying to him, too, because you know J. Lou be shooting off. You know J. Lou be talking crazy. So ain't no telling what J. Lou was saying to Pickens out there. Question of the day, where will Devontae Adams land? That's my question of the day. What do you guys think Devontae Adams will end up? I personally think he want to end up playing with Aaron Rodgers. That'd be a huge mistake. I would love to see him in Dallas, but the price tag is too high, right? But I think he should go somewhere where he can win. So Devontae's pretty good, man. I want to see Devontae at least get an opportunity to try to win something. But if he goes to Kansas City, I'm done watching football. I'm done. I don't even want to watch no more. I'm fine. Because I already know it. Unless somebody get hurt, I already know how this is going to end up. If Devontae Adams ends up in Kansas City, something's wrong, right? All right, so let's go to this week's Did You See That Moment. This week's Did You See That Moment comes from the Ravens and Bengals game. Let's go check that out.
Justice Hill is the back. Likely in motion. He bombs it. Scoops it in. Vacuums it home. Here comes Hubbard. Oh, he threw him away like a rag doll. And he throws in the end zone. Caught. Caught for a touchdown.
What?
Touchdown by Likely.
Are you serious right now?
Absolutely amazing. How in the world did he keep it together and then find the open receiver?
How in the world did he stiff on the defensive lineman
just
like
went quiet. First of all, he drops the snap and he can't
get
it.
Number 94. 94.
Hubbard nearly has the sack right there.
You got to get in the way.
He extends the play to the boundary before going out of bounds and taking a hit from Pratt.
Number 94, you gotta get in the weight room, baby. That's a quarterback. Lamar Jackson barely weighed 210. He shouldn't be throwing you to the ground one arm. I know you 300 pounds. You got 94, you gotta get in the weight room, bro. I know they let you have it on film day in practice. Hey, you get step on to the ground about 200 pound man. You about 280, 290, about a bitch get away from 300 pounds. Oh my. All right, so Detroit will be good, K-Book. Detroit will be good. Detroit will be hell, too. If they can pull that off and keep St. Brown, which they probably will, but they're going to have to give something up, though. They're going to have to give something up because what I'm hearing, the Raiders want something. All right, so I just want to take this time out, and I don't want to take out much time. I don't want to take out much time because I don't think this topic deserves much of my time. Now, I just want to share this thought with y'all. And if y'all want to get into it, you know, we can. We got the comment section right here. But I just really want to just say what I think and move on, right? So, Dan Orlovsky sucks. Yep. All right, so. Like, that dude trash, bro. All right, so Yeah, like far as analysts, he's trash. So we're gonna move on to week five. Week five takes rookie QBs cooking, right? So all three of the rookie QBs got to win. Jaden Daniels, oh my God, Jaden Daniels is looking like a real live problem out here in these streets. Like he can run it, he can throw it, but I honestly think. It's just a matter of time, right? Because I hadn't really looked at him, but it's Cliff Kingsbury, right? So and you know his offense is a pretty simple college style, so it's gonna work for a minute, but somebody gonna figure it out. I tell y'all all the time, these defensive coordinators that stay up all night, bro. So it's just a matter of time. Somebody gonna see something on film, and he's going to have to, at some point, learn how to sit in that pocket and read the defense and go through progressions. He's going to have to figure that out at some point, right? So, it's cool now because they hadn't figured it out, but it's coming. And it may come Sunday because y'all see what Baltimore, you see what Lamar on, right? So, it may happen Sunday, right? So, we'll see. But right now, Zayden Daniels is looking good. Caleb Williams, yeah. I mean, Caleb Williams look good. They played the Panthers. They scored 1 million points on the Panthers. Panthers are a bad week right now. Panthers a whole bad week. So a guaranteed win, right? So, but you know, whatever. Y'all know how I feel about Caleb Williams. It's kind of hard for me. Like, I think he's a total diva. I really want to see somebody serve him, but. I got to give the kid his props. You know, he got the team playing. They competing. They winning. So, you know, cool. Whatever. Bo Nix. Now, to these three, I think Bo Nix did the least. I think Bo Nix is being carried by his defense. I think he's in the Jaden Daniels boat. Matter of time. You know, my boy Big Time Show in the building. He is trying to follow the Stephen A. playbook, use the Cowboys to elevate himself. Yep. The playbook is getting old. It's getting old. And then, especially when you're not standing on business like this. So, this will piss me off, Big Lou. This will piss me off. So, nobody picked the Cowboys to win. Nobody. Right? So, nobody. Everybody picked the Steelers to win. Steelers, of course, the Steelers lost, right? We see the game, the Steelers lost. And you come back on the show and say, oh, man, that wasn't impressive. The Steelers offense bailed out the Cowboys. What? So the Cowboys didn't try the defense out on the field. Right? So Linval Joseph, so you didn't see Linval Joseph just plowing through O linemen, knocking the ball loose, right? You didn't see that. You didn't see the three sacks on Justin Fields. You didn't see the drop interceptions, right? Two drop picks. There was a C-plus game for the Cowboys. And it was enough to beat the Steelers at home. Right? So, it's very sloppy. A lot of mistakes. A lot of plays left out there. But they found a way to win. And I'm not just talking about Dak. I'm talking about on defense, too. It was two drop picks on defense. That could have been extra points, right? So it was the team as a whole fought, kept themselves in the game, and when it all came down to it, it was the $60 million man. He was the difference in the game. Now, y'all can say what y'all want about Dak. He was the difference in the game. Exactly. Now watch this, K-Boogie. Everybody picked the Lions, and he got... I said Caleb Pinky. Go Bears. Okay. So I think that's really what my problem is. Can't book it. The Go Bears with the pink nails. I just can't get behind that, bro. I can't. Like, that's not a dude I want to run through a wall for. It's not. I can't do it. Maybe you can, but I can't. I'm sorry. But right, so everybody picked the Lions to win, right? So, what happens, and to be look, I understand Detroit was in the NFC Championship game last year. Should have beat San Fran, right? Had San Fran did the right. So I understand all that, but that was last year. This year, they don't look like the last year team. They don't. They don't. Tampa Bay went in there and took one out their back pocket. Right? So, with this, they not world beaters right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can be had. But, we suck. Bail them out. Yeah. Playing bag of defense. Yeah, exactly. We ain't gonna talk about all the injuries, Big Lou. You don't talk about all the injuries. Like, we had to reach over the O-line at some point in the game. You already without two of your top three corners. You're down to fifth string corners. You know what I'm saying? Dude, like, C-plus game. But they don't get props for that. It was the Steelers. The Steelers didn't show up. Nah, you know. My thing is just stand on business. Hey, the Cowboys showed mental toughness. They pulled one out. I didn't think they were going to do it. And you know, now I respect you more. You can hate on, but when you can't even stand on business, I have no respect for you. All right, but anywho, Minnesota, Super Bowl caliber defense. Do y'all think Minnesota got a Super Bowl caliber defense? You know, Brian Flores. I mean, so for those who don't know, Brian Flores is the defensive coordinator, former head coach of the Miami Dolphins. The one Tua said was telling him he was trash and why he here, you know, that guy. But one thing you can't take from Brian Flores is that he's a brilliant defensive mind, top tier defensive mind in this league. You can say what you want about how he treated Tua, but the guy knows his ways around. He knows his way around the defense. You can't take that from them, right? So, Minnesota's balling out on defense. Ask Aaron Rodgers. Like, he's balling out on defense, right? So, the defense looking good. The defense, really, to me, the reason they 5-0 right now, right? Defense is nasty. Is it Super Bowl caliber, though? Like, can it shut down Pat Mahomes? Can it shut down the Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts or Jared Goff, right? So that's what it's gonna have. This Brock Purdy, right? The Shanahan scheme, right? Can it shut that down? Can it get that trouble? Like, so that's the question. What you mean is coaching, K Booker? What's coaching? But that's the question we need answer. Like, I'm gonna be honest. I think Minnesota gonna get the number one seed and get absolutely curb stomped at home in that second round. Yeah, I think that's what's coming. You still got Sam Darnold as a quarterback, bro. Like, you ain't gonna be able to have that in the playoffs. You're not. And Sam Darnold ain't that. He's a good quarterback. He can play. But he ain't that. He's not ready to. Playoffs a whole nother animal. You know what I'm saying? So, nah. So, I think they'll do good. They'll probably get the number one, number two seed. But first playoff team they see, especially if it's a battle-tested team that's been in the playoffs a couple years, you know, straight. Nah, they might get stomped at home. But it'd be a good story, kind of, you know, like us last year, right? I hate to say it, but I think that would be Minnesota this year. They're gonna look good all through the year. First playoff seeing this year, gonna be hungry for real, been battle tested, and they're gonna roll them. My boy K Boogie said Brian was an angry black man. hey, so. Hey, he may have been, because if basically what he was saying, they, you know, what went on down there happened for real, I could definitely see him being an angry black man, right? So, they were paying him to be. All right, so another question. Are the New York Giants better than what we think? Minnesota defense is good because of Brian. They have a bunch of no names. They have a bunch of no names, but they fooling the QBs. Like, scheme-wise, like, they out coaching. They out coaching people. That's why they 5-0. They out coaching people, right? So, yeah. I think Brian Flores should win some type of award, man. If the defense keeps this level of play up, Flores should get some assistant of the year or whatever. I don't know if they hand those out, but he should get one. All right, so are the Giants better than what we think, right? So we saw the Giants beat the Seahawks. Let me pull up the Giants schedule because if I'm not mistaken, I think the Giants won two of their last three, with the only loss being to the Cowboys. It may be better than that, but I'm about to find out. Let me check this out. So, hold on. So I think the Giants. There we go. Yeah. So because I think the Giants, they done won majority of their games these last couple games. So they beat them. They 2-3. Come on, NFL. This setup is straight. Oh, okay. Hold on. Full schedule. Yeah, but I think the Jags, I know they beat Cleveland, right? Yeah, this game is. All right, so Houston beat them. Oh, my. But maybe, So they won two of their last three. So they beat, did they beat Detroit? hold on. This got to be a preseason. Yeah, that's a preseason. I'm finna say, hold on, that's a preseason guy. All right, so Minnesota stomped them. Washington barely beat them. But that's not why I say I don't think Washington really liked that, man. They beat Cleveland, lost to the Cowboys, and beat the Seahawks. So they won two of their last three. So, now they're better than what we think. Are they starting to find it? Well, you know, are they starting to find themselves? You know, I don't think so. They still got danger. Like I said, you can't have your QB. Still got Daniel Jones. Like, so, I don't know, but, you know, I don't know. I like to see when the Giants beat somebody, because when we beat the Giants, first thing somebody say is, oh, you ain't play nobody but the Giants. Well, ask Seattle about the Giants. Ask Seattle is the Giants, just nobody. Right? Just do that. Do that for me. So, Joe, where you at, Joe? Giants beat Cleveland. Yeah, Joe. I'm happy you coming to Joe. So, what's going on in San Fran? What's going on in San Fran? So, if y'all did not see the San Francisco 49ers versus the Arizona Cardinals game, let me fill you in on what happened. I watched it. The San Francisco 49ers jumped out to a nice little lead, right? Right? Danny Crimes, because, hey, that boy, Finessa, right? Killing the Giants. $40 million a year for that. All right, so San Francisco Cardinals game. 49ers jumped out to a nice lead. Nice lead, right? You know, you think, oh, this is about to be a blowout. And then James Conner. My boy Joe said 49, if they lose tonight, they in big trouble, Joe. They in big trouble they lose tonight. But James Conner, former Pittsburgh Steelers, just took the game over. I'm talking about just to, oh my God, just physical run after physical run. 8 yards, 9 yards, 12 yards. I'm like, James Conner is toting this rock. Just, you know. And San Fran about to drive in and put the game away. Boom. Jordan Mason got stripped. And it was all downhill, Jack. So basically, the 49ers were blowing out the Cardinals, and the Cardinals said no. And basically hit the 49ers in the mouth and took, like, they hit the 49ers in the mouth and took the game. Like, there's no other way to put it. Ran the ball straight down their throat, and when they tried to run the ball back right before they got in the end zone, they took the ball from them. Like, literally took it out of their hands. Give me that. And ran it back down their throat the other way. Right? So, it was bullet ball. I couldn't believe what I was saying. Not San Fran, not the mighty Niners. Getting bullied and walked out the club and manhandled by the Cardinals. Nah. But yeah, that's what happened, y'all. So so something is going on in San Fran because they blowing leads. Now they getting bullied. What, you know, and I know they got injuries, but I'm a Cowboy fan, bro. I don't have no sympathy for injuries because we get zero pass for injuries. You see, what we had to do in Pittsburgh Sunday night with second, third string O-line, fifth string corners. So I don't care nothing about injuries. We don't get the injury. It's pass. Dallas backfield rides a nursing home bus to the game. Rico pretty young now, but Zeke and Dalvin Cook, I don't know, man. Hey, you might be right about Zeke and Cook. But Rico pretty young. Oh man. So you happy because your fingernail painting cap quarterback won the game. Well, I'm gonna call him something else. Can't say, you know your quarterback paint his fingernails, right? And you call my team the Cowgirls? Like, this is what we do that. This was hot. This is your QB paint his fingernails, bro. Alright. So I'm finna pick some guy. I'm finna pick these week 6 games. I'm gonna get my stated address on the Dallas Cowboys and I'm gonna slide on out of here because the game is about to start. All right, so tonight, 3-2 ain't bad. It ain't bad. We 3-2. It ain't bad. Let's see how long. How man, he knows what he likes. Yeah, I know what he likes too. All right, whatever, man. 49ers. 49ers Seahawks. Starting here shortly in a couple of minutes, right? In Seattle, 12th man. I almost picked Seattle to win this game. I really did. I said San Fran hurt, man. They look a little soft around the edges. Look like they can be had right now by a team willing to really play hard-nosed football. And that's, for the most part, is what Seattle's been doing, right? But I thought about that. Fred Warner versus Geno Smith matchup. I said, nah. I can't take Geno over Fred Warner. I'm going to say this about Fred Warner. I think Fred Warner, I really want to say I think Fred Warner is one of the three best defensive players in this league, but I'm going to say top five. For the record, I think Fred Warner is a top five defensive player in this league, regardless of position. You know what I'm talking about? We saying corners, safeties, linebackers, DNs, D-tackles, like just defensive player, period. On the defensive side of the ball, I think Fred Warner is top five, or top five player. Like, I think he's that good, right? So, I can't, Geno's mid-grade, right? Fred Warner gonna have it. I'd be surprised. So I'm gonna pick San Fran in close one night because they all banged up, right? So was he going to Puppet's freak out party? Hey, I'm just saying, like I'm just saying, like, you out here painting your fingernails, singing Go Bears. Just saying, maybe. But if that's what you want, that's what you want, bro. Like, all right, so give me San Fran in the close one. Give me San Fran, and I go 24-21. 24-20. 24-20 San Fran. All right, let's get to the meat and bones. So I go and pick the games. Let's get to the main event. Cowboys Lions in Dallas. Rematch. Rematch from last year, everybody. You know Detroit, you know what our problem is. So I'm watching Get Up, and they talking about all these penalties. Talking about the Romo game still. They picked up the pass interference flag in the fourth quarter. They picked it up because it was offensive pass interference. Let's just tell the truth. Pettigrew pulled Hitchens by the face mask into himself and flopped for a flag. And it worked, but somebody else saw you and said, nah, he flopped. Pick that up. That's what happened. I had a picture of Pettigrew with a handful of pass. It really should have been offensive pass interference. It really would have should have been. It should have been offensive pass interference. And then you say, you talking about last year, you were lined up illegally. We ain't gonna even talk about the wrong man reporting the other. We ain't gonna even talk about that. The way you lined up was illegal. The way you lined up was illegal. This is a legal formation. Either way you cut the cake. Either way you cut the cake. Whether he reported it or not, it was a legal formation. So, y'all problem is, you trying to be slick. You ain't good enough. You ain't good enough to beat the Cowboys, all right? So you try to be slick and finesse the refs, and when it don't work, you want to cry blood and murder, when the reality is you just need to get better. You're not good enough. That's y'all problem, Detroit. That's y'all problem right there. Get better and quit trying to finesse. Let me set this better up. Yeah. Get better. Quit trying to finesse the ref and get better. Right? So, what do I think about the game? Right? Who y'all think I'm picking? Give me the Cowboy a whole bunch to a little to make a statement. The 2-point, the boss, whatever y'all, we gonna kill all that 3 o'clock Sunday. Break job in Dallas. 2-for-1 special. Can you dig? All right, so Jaguars, Bears in Chicago. Give me the Bears. Jaguars are absolute trash right now. Texans, Patriots in New England. You know what? Somebody will say it of the week. Give me the Patriots over the Texans. Chargers, Broncos, and Denver. Give me Denver at home. I think that D do enough again. So give me Denver at home. Steelers, Raiders in Las Vegas. No Devontae Adams because they finna trade him. Pittsburgh, what y'all O-line? Y'all O-line still tore up? It was a war Sunday, Pittsburgh. Both of us lost some players. You know what I'm saying? Both of us lost some players. I don't know, man. Give me the Raiders to sneak one out of Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is too banged up. And I'm really slick. And I think about it, you really need to rethink my game. I think we'll be all right. Give me the Raiders to sneak one out of Pittsburgh. I think, I don't know. Whatever number 50, if 51 can play for Pittsburgh, then I got Pittsburgh. But I don't think he's going to play. Falcons, Panthers, and Carolina. Panthers a bad week, bro. Panthers a whole bad week out here. It's Sunday Night Football. All right, so Sunday Night Football, Falcons, Panthers. No, it ain't. That's Sunday Night Football. Falcons, Panthers. Yeah, Falcons a whole bunch of little man. Who cares? All right, so. that's Sunday Night Football. All right, so Commanders. Hey, this the game right here. Commanders and Ravens in B mode. Can you dig it? Young Jaden Daniels. They say he better than Dak. Y'all heard them haters on Get Up saying they'll take Jaden Daniels over Dak. When Dak done put up 300 plus on two top defenses in this league already. Right? Already, 5 games to the season. See, him and the number one Steve ain't even on the same page. Still putting up 300 plus on top tier defense. Right. No preseason play. But you'll take a rookie in a college offense over. Okay, cool. Cool. So, but we about to see something. Because Baltimore's going to play some defense. I bet you, one thing for sure, two things for certain. Baltimore going to stop the run. Please believe that. Baltimore going to stop the run. Jaden Daniels going to have to play QB for real. And I don't know. Especially with Lamar, what Lamar doing. Y'all saw what Lamar was on early in the show. Yeah, give me Baltimore. Give me Baltimore. So Browns, Eagles, and Philly, that's going to be an ass whooping. Give me Philly a whole bunch to a little. Deshaun Watson. I don't know if you got a degree or something, but yeah, it's time to start thinking about life after football. My boy, you're on your way out of here. All right, Cardinals, Packers, and Green Bay. You know what? give me the Packers. I know the Cardinals just took a game with San Fran, but them division games hit different, right? So you tired of losing San Fran. They about to drag you again. You just, you know, we ain't gonna go through this today. But I don't know, man. Give me the Packers. I think, you know, Romeo Doubs got suspended for that one game. I think they work it out with Romeo Doubs. They get him the ball. Romeo Doubs have a big game. So give me the Packers over the Cardinals. Bucks, Saints in New Orleans. Give me the Bucks. Saints. Now y'all won the Super Bowl week two. And y'all been clowning and y'all threw a whole parade in Dallas. And y'all been trash ever since y'all threw that parade in Dallas. I'm just saying. Ever since y'all threw that parade in Dallas, y'all been garbage. Y'all been garbage. Can't beat nobody, right? I think they the figure y'all. I think Philly exposed y'all, man. I hate to say it. I had to give Philly props like that, but I think Philly exposed y'all. So, yeah, give me the Bucks. Bucks been playing ball too. The referees clip Tampa last week. They clip. You know, you play Pat Mahomes, so you gotta worry about them refs. But I think Bucks get the Saints in New Orleans. Colts, Titans in Tennessee. Give me the Titans, bro. I can't ride with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, nah. I think Titans defense can corral Flacco. I think Titans do enough on defense to hold the slow Flacco up. All right, so Sunday night football, for real this time. Bengals and the Giants in New York, right? I told y'all, I think the Giants may be on or something. Give me the Giants 27-20. I don't know what the hell going on with Cincinnati right now. They ain't really playing no ball. Monday night football, Bills, Jets. Now, when I first saw this guy, I said, man, Bills for them. This is another ass whooping. Bills whole bunch of them. Right? 40-20. Bills. That's why I started to pick. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Now, what just happened in New York? Coach just got fired. Aaron Rodgers threw the coach under the bus. Right? I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets miraculously pull a game off against the Buffalo Bills to make Aaron Rodgers, you know, look a little better. Because everybody's looking at this situation like, everybody getting at the side eye because Salah clearly was not the problem. But yet he got fired. So they got to make that look, you know, they got to balance it out. So I think the Jets pulled one out, closing out against the Bills, right? So, 27-24 Jets. You too, Joe. You think the Jets and the Giants get one? Yeah. So, both New York teams get one this weekend. All right, so, don't say I never did nothing to you. For you, man. I said to you. I'm sorry. For you. All right, let me do my state of topic on the Cowboys, bro. Game is starting. I got a dip. So, I can go watch the game with one of my 49er partners. And laugh as he loses. All right, so state of the Cowboys. Let's start with Zeke. I had to pencil Zeke in. They said Zeke went in the. Roger said he's winning this for the Colts. This one for you, Robert. Even though I got spat. Alright, so Zeke went into the office and was like, why the hell I'm not getting the ball in the red zone? This is what is being reported, right? So Zeke went in, and like, what's, you know, why I'm not getting touches in the red zone? What the hell is happening? So either one or two things are happening. Either Zeke is washed, right? And they're about to phase him out. You're going to see Dalvin Cook come up, and Zeke ride on off in the sunset. Either that's going to happen, or they saving Zeke for the stretch. And I said the same thing about Zeke last year. Last year he was here. They were saving Zeke for the stretch. And when they needed Zeke, he didn't have nothing to get. He couldn't do it. So it's leaning towards Wash, right? It's leaning towards Zeke's Wash. And I hate to say it, I love me some Zeke, but it is what it is. Right? I know that's Dak boy, but it is what it is. If you telling me Zeke or Dalvin Cook, I'm picking Dalvin Cook. No brainer. You're not sitting Rico Dowdle down. That ain't gonna happen, right? So, not after what he just did to the Steelers in Pittsburgh. You're not sitting Rico Dowdle down. No, you gotta play him. So, it's Zeke. Zeke's our man out. Deuce Vaughn, yeah, need to be aware too. All right, so, I hate to say it. Nah, I disagree, Joe. Because I'm going to say that if Zeke is best friends with number four, right? So if Zeke was clearly the best running back in that room, trust you and me, Zeke would be RB1. The fact that Zeke is not RB1 speaks volumes, because the politics is set up for him to be RB1. You did? So, and the fact that the politics are set up for you to be RB1, the only reason you're back in the business, because Dak been lobbying to get you back in the business for a whole year now. Then they brought you back. All right, so, but Rico is the better back. Rico is the better back. Right, and you got another better back on the practice squad that really needs to come up. So I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bro. Like, my boy Lou said facts by Zeke. Nah, yeah, I think it's time to let Zeke go, man. Like I said, I love me some Zeke. I still rock that 21, right? But it is what it is. It's time to let Zeke go, man. It is. So, I understand he won't. And Zeke is probably still a pretty good short yardage back in this league. But you want to just tip the defense off like that? We bring Zeke in on the three. Everybody in the stadium know that's going to be. Right? Zeke up the middle. Well, cause what else is Zeke going to do? Right? So, you see what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. I think Zeke on his way out of there. We gave him a shot. We did. But he just can't cut it. Right? So, I did a video after the Saints game, right? Reaction video. You know the Saints druggers. So, 44-19, right? And I said, hey, I think Mike McCarthy need to get the hell out of Dallas, because why you letting these teams play man coverage on you and you not going to no bunch formations to break, like, simple adjustments. Why you not making these simple adjustments? You need to go. You understand? So, I also said that Zim just needed players. I think the scheme worked, but the guys are not executing. So basically, I felt like Zim good is the dudes on the field that need to go, not Zim. So when Michael Parsons and D-Law going out, and he had to play a bunch of young guys that's been buried on the roster, hungry, wanting a chance, the run D looks really better. Like, they was really setting the edge and stopping the run. We had a real run defense. Did y'all see the way they stopped the last two games? Did y'all see the way they really stopped the run, right? And I know you want to say, well, oh, it was the Giants. No, it wasn't just the Giants, because their Tracy went for $129 on Seattle. So it wasn't just the Giants. Right, and Seattle been playing good D all year. Seattle came out the gate 3-0, playing good defense, good solid defense, right? Tracy put $129 on them. Right? We locked them up. So it ain't just the Giants. Like, we need to stop saying this. The Giants will beat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, this same guy put up $129 on Seattle. So, nah, I don't want to hear it was just the Giants. The last two games we seen this defense, they have did a damn good job of stopping the run. So, and I really think we need to, my boy said, Zeke, my dude, and I rocked that 21 too, but it's bigger than him. About that, yeah, it's about that ring. We trying, hey, I'm finna like your comment, lie, boom. It's about that ring, man. It's about that ring. We trying to get number 6, man. You know, so, and we got to do what's going to get us there. One more big, Lou said, man, you on point. Mike needs to go. Zim is suspect too. I think Zim just needs some players, Lou. Because I don't think it's a coincidence that the run defense look better with Michael Parsons and D-Law out of the lineup, right? So Zim wants them big D-linemen. He wants his DNs at about 260, 270, preferably 270, so they can set the edge. Setting the edge is very important in this defense, right? So, and Michael Parsons at 245, 250 can't set no edge, bro. He can't. Now, can he beat a tackling pass? Yes, absolutely. But at 245, so you can't set no edge at 245. Not against no real left tackle. You getting walked out the club. You getting walked out the club. You too light, right? So I think Michael need to go back to linebacker in this defense. In this defense. And that's the beauty of Michael Parsons, right? He's so versatile. We can move Michael to linebacker, and he'll wreck the game in linebacker. He can cover. He can rush the passer. He's very intelligent. He can diagnose plays. Like, you can put this dude anywhere. If he's on your team, he's gonna be disruptive. Right? So, for what Zim wants to do, Michael needs to be a linebacker. He needs to be a linebacker. Right? So, that's just how I feel about that. All right, so, Dak. Say what I got to say about Dak Prescott, and I'm gonna get on out the way. All right, so, I said, if not last on the show, I quit counting Dak's money. What I said. Every time we lose, quit blaming Dak and quit counting Dak's money. Quit counting Dak's money, right? He makes $60 million a year. He needs to do Well, I tell you this. Fourth and goal, on the road at Pittsburgh, you down a touchdown. The field goal does absolutely nothing. Dak Prescott brings you a win. And before that, your running back fumbled because one of the linebackers knocked stovetop stuffing out of him, and the ball squirted clean out of him. Right? It was Dak Prescott who dove. Remember Cam Newton in the Super Bowl not diving on the fumble? Dak dove on it in a regular season game, week 5. And that's why you won the game. That and the throw he made on fourth down. So, stand on business, right? So, if we want to bring up his contract and how much he makes and his shortcomings, let's bring up his contract and how much he makes when he do what he did in Pittsburgh. Because he was the difference in that. Dak Prescott was the difference in that game. Both defenses showed up. I can say the Cowboys running game showed up because Steelers didn't really do much running the ball. Once again, right? But up until the fourth quarter, Justin Fields was out playing that. But Justin Fields wasn't doing much, right? He wasn't doing much. He was just staying clean. We're just going to stay clean and wait on Dak to make a mistake. That was the formula for beating the Cowboys. That's how San Fran been getting over on us, right? So we're going to stay clean and let Dak make the mistakes. We saw Pittsburgh do that. We're going to stay clean and let Dak make the mistakes. At the end, it was Dak that took the game from him. I told y'all this kid, well, I ain't going to call him a kid anymore. He's growing with a baby now. But Dak has been getting better and better. He's been progressing since his rookie year. Now, did he stink it up year two? Absolutely. He absolutely stunk it up year two. But Dak has been getting better. He's been progressing every year. He's been getting better. He works his butt off. Anybody that works his butt off is going to get better. All right, so we would, this same Cowboy team last year, they lose Sunday. They lose Sunday. With Dak Prescott at quarterback, they lose Sunday. This same team last year, they lose. All right, so leave Dak alone. And this is my thing. And I've been guilty of it as well. When Dak is not playing up the par, I'm front center. Hey, Dak, yada, 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 yada. Because I was chewing him out first 3.5 quarters of the Steelers game. And rightfully so, right? But with all, when we went all in, all the chips was in the middle of the table, everything was on the line, that came through. That came through. He did it, right? In that hostile environment with guys dropping like flies on both sides of the ball. Pittsburgh Steelers were losing guys. We were losing guys. It was a battle. Like, that was a battle, dude. That was a war. You know what I mean? And Dak Prescott was the difference in that game. So I just think, you know, we need to give Dak his props. 49ers interception on Geno. That was a bad throw. But what I tell you, okay, Boog, Fred Warner against Geno Smith, I'm taking Fred Warner. All right, so the game has started. 49ers got the turnover. Off in the dip. Catch y'all next Wednesday on my page. Next Wednesday. Same bad time, same bad channel. Until then, Mr. Cowboy, next challenge you not to be good, but to be great. Yes, sir.